Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Poziom podstawowy. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od 1 do 3. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Today we have with us Edgar Masterton, a long-distance runner who has agreed to tell us how to prepare for running a marathon. Edgar, why don't you start by sharing with us some of your achievements?
No problem. I'll be glad to. But first, let me thank you for inviting me to this meeting held here at the University of Glasgow, the leading place in the UK to study sports science. As for my achievements, well, I successfully completed my 10th marathon 2 months ago. And although I've never worked as a coach, I've got quite a lot of practical experience in this area.
So, can you tell me some of the key issues people need to be aware of when getting ready to run in a marathon?
Well, marathon preparation is obviously a lot of hard work. But the most important thing before you do anything else is to get the right running shoes. Go to a specialist running store where qualified staff can help you. And I think it's best to do that when your feet are tired at the end of the day. Definitely not first thing in the morning, even though the shops are less crowded then.
Right. Now, some people say that if you want to prepare well, you have to run every day. Is that true?
Well, not really. In fact, you should plan to have 5 running days per week. On one of those days, you should do a long run. And on the other 4 days, you should do shorter runs. Then you should rest for 2 days. The general idea is to slowly increase your distance and speed over a period of 26 weeks. But you must always have 2 days of rest, and once you start your training program, don't give up on it. It's sometimes okay to miss one of your shorter runs, but the longer run once a week is a must. It is the most important part of your preparation.
Wow, you've given us some great tips. Thank you, Edgar.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Today we have with us Edgar Masterton, a long-distance runner who has agreed to tell us how to prepare for running a marathon. Edgar, why don't you start by sharing with us some of your achievements?
No problem. I'll be glad to. But first, let me thank you for inviting me to this meeting held here at the University of Glasgow, the leading place in the UK to study sports science. As for my achievements, well, I successfully completed my 10th marathon 2 months ago. And although I've never worked as a coach, I've got quite a lot of practical experience in this area.
So, can you tell me some of the key issues people need to be aware of when getting ready to run in a marathon?
Well, marathon preparation is obviously a lot of hard work. But the most important thing before you do anything else is to get the right running shoes. Go to a specialist running store where qualified staff can help you. And I think it's best to do that when your feet are tired at the end of the day. Definitely not first thing in the morning, even though the shops are less crowded then.
Right. Now, some people say that if you want to prepare well, you have to run every day. Is that true?
Well, not really. In fact, you should plan to have 5 running days per week. On one of those days, you should do a long run. And on the other 4 days, you should do shorter runs. Then you should rest for 2 days. The general idea is to slowly increase your distance and speed over a period of 26 weeks. But you must always have 2 days of rest, and once you start your training program, don't give up on it. It's sometimes okay to miss one of your shorter runs, but the longer run once a week is a must. It is the most important part of your preparation.
Wow, you've given us some great tips. Thank you, Edgar.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One. Some of us have a tendency to put tasks off instead of doing them immediately. In some cases, people wait until the last possible moment and then, as a result, miss deadlines. This can result in problems at school or work. The author of this book shows how serious putting things off is and explains how to change this bad habit. It's easy to read and might be a great eye-opener. Two.
The house in front of you is called Falling Water. It was designed by the well-known architect Frank Lloyd Wright. After Wright was hired to design the building, he kept putting off his work on the project. Then a whole year later, his client finally called and said he wanted to see the designs. Immediately after the phone call, Wright sat down and produced them in just 2 hours. Now let's go in and see what the building looks like inside.
Three. You have probably heard that Mozart was able to create a musical masterpiece in one night, but I wouldn't recommend copying Mozart's working style while writing your essays for me this term. The deadline for your first essay is in a month, so if you don't want to get stressed, plan your work in advance. First, look for the necessary information, and then write an outline of your essay. As a result, you won't have to do everything in a hurry at the last moment. Four.
When I was asked to write a 2,000-word essay for my architecture class, I waited till the last week before the deadline. I decided to set all my other tasks aside in that week, but in the first 6 days I only managed to write 100 words a day. I sat at my computer every day planning to research and write, but instead I mostly played the guitar and watched movies. I just couldn't concentrate. It was only the deadline which finally made me get through the last 1,400 words in just 1 day. Afterwards I was exhausted, but glad that I'd finished on time.
Five. You start a new project and want to finish it on time. But then a few days pass and you catch yourself browsing social media on your phone instead of doing anything productive. This used to be my problem too, until I discovered a phone application called OffTime. It blocks all my other apps, messages and text with just one tap. Whenever I have to work, I decide on a period of time during which I want to focus and then start the timer. While it's running, OffTime won't allow me to open anything that could distract me.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
1. Some of us have a tendency to put tasks off instead of doing them immediately. In some cases, people wait until the last possible moment and then, as a result, miss deadlines. This can result in problems at school or work. The author of this book shows how serious putting things off is, and explains how to change this bad habit. It's easy to read and might be a great eye-opener. Two.
The house in front of you is called Falling Water. It was designed by the well-known architect Frank Lloyd Wright. After Wright was hired to design the building, he kept putting off his work on the project. Then a whole year later, his client finally called and said he wanted to see the designs. Immediately after the phone call, Wright sat down and produced them in just 2 hours. Now let's go in and see what the building looks like inside.
Three. You have probably heard that Mozart was able to create a musical masterpiece in one night, but I wouldn't recommend copying Mozart's working style while writing your essays for me this term. The deadline for your first essay is in a month, so if you don't want to get stressed, plan your work in advance. First, look for the necessary information, and then write an outline of your essay. As a result, you won't have to do everything in a hurry at the last moment. Four.
When I was asked to write a 2,000-word essay for my architecture class, I waited till the last week before the deadline. I decided to set all my other tasks aside in that week, but in the first 6 days I only managed to write 100 words a day. I sat at my computer every day planning to research and write, but instead I mostly played the guitar and watched movies. I just couldn't concentrate. It was only the deadline which finally made me get through the last 1,400 words in just 1 day. Afterwards, I was exhausted, but glad that I'd finished on time.
Five. You start a new project and want to finish it on time. But then a few days pass and you catch yourself browsing social media on your phone instead of doing anything productive. This used to be my problem too, until I discovered a phone application called OffTime. It blocks all my other apps, messages and text with just one tap. Whenever I have to work, I decide on a period of time during which I want to focus and then start the timer. While it's running, OffTime won't allow me to open anything that could distract me.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania do tekstu pierwszego.
Text 1.
For many people, selfies are an important way of expressing themselves. Some of them even risk their lives to take a selfie in dangerous places or situations, such as on top of moving trains or very close to wild animals. So what is it about the self-portrait that makes it so popular as a form of communication? And why might someone feel that it's so necessary to snap the perfect selfie that they are ready to risk their lives for it? You're going to split up into small groups to share your ideas on these questions after the coffee break. So see you back here in 15 minutes.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
For many people, selfies are an important way of expressing themselves. Some of them even risk their lives to take a selfie in dangerous places or situations, such as on top of moving trains or very close to wild animals. So what is it about the self-portrait that makes it so popular as a form of communication? And why might someone feel that it's so necessary to snap the perfect selfie that they are ready to risk their lives for it? You're going to split up into small groups to share your ideas on these questions after the coffee break. So see you back here in 15 minutes.
Zapoznaj się z treścią zadania do tekstu drugiego.
Text 2. At the beginning of our last holiday in Italy, we didn't sign up for a cooking class at a top restaurant in Rome because our previous experience of something similar was quite disappointing. But then we talked to another tourist, and she recommended going to a charming farmhouse 20 kilometers south of Rome. It was amazing. The countryside was lovely and the food was delicious. Our instructor, Chef Giovanni, was very friendly and helpful. We learned a lot through this experience, especially about how to use simple, good quality products. So, if you are keen on cooking and love Italian food, you must book this cooking class.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
At the beginning of our last holiday in Italy, we didn't sign up for a cooking class at a top restaurant in Rome because our previous experience of something similar was quite disappointing. But then we talked to another tourist, and she recommended going to a charming farmhouse 20 kilometers south of Rome. It was amazing. The countryside was lovely and the food was delicious. Our instructor, Chef Giovanni, was very friendly and helpful. We learned a lot through this experience, especially about how to use simple, good quality products. So, if you are keen on cooking and love Italian food, you must book this cooking class.
Zapoznaj się z treścią zadania do tekstu trzeciego.
Text 3. I've just read an article about an Olympic marathon runner who disappeared during a race.
What do you mean he disappeared? Did something horrible happen to him?
Let me tell you the story because it's interesting.
I'm all ears.
It happened at the Olympic Games in Sweden in 1912. The stadium was filled with spectators waiting to welcome the marathon runners at the end of their race. But the conditions on the marathon route were so difficult that out of the 68 runners, only 35 crossed the finishing line. And one runner, Shizo Kanakuri, mysteriously disappeared.
So what happened to him? Was he kidnapped?
I know you like thrillers, but there was a different reason. On the day of the marathon, it was extremely hot. At some point in the race, Kanakuri felt exhausted and very thirsty because he had no water left, so he decided to take a short break. A Swedish family saw him sitting at the side of the road and gave him some sandwiches, juice, and a place to rest. He was so tired that he fell asleep and woke up to find that the race had finished hours before. Kanakuri felt so ashamed that he travelled back to Japan without informing the Olympic officials, so they didn't know what had happened to him.
Did he ever compete again?
Yes, he continued his running career and took part in the marathons at the 1920 and 1924 Olympic Games. He also ran in several world championships, but he never had spectacular successes. In Japan, he also coached young runners and athletes, and for a few years he was a geography teacher.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
I've just read an article about an Olympic marathon runner who disappeared during a race.
What do you mean he disappeared? Did something horrible happen to him?
Let me tell you the story because it's interesting.
I'm all ears.
It happened at the Olympic Games in Sweden in 1912. The stadium was filled with spectators waiting to welcome the marathon runners at the end of their race. but the conditions on the marathon route were so difficult that out of the 68 runners, only 35 crossed the finishing line. And one runner, Shizo Kanakuri, mysteriously disappeared.
So what happened to him? Was he kidnapped?
I know you like thrillers, but there was a different reason. On the day of the marathon, it was extremely hot. At some point in the race, Kanakuri felt exhausted and very thirsty because he had no water left, so he decided to take a short break. A Swedish family saw him sitting at the side of the road and gave him some sandwiches, juice, and a place to rest. He was so tired that he fell asleep and woke up to find that the race had finished hours before. Kanakuri felt so ashamed that he travelled back to Japan without informing the Olympic officials, so they didn't know what had happened to him.
Did he ever compete again?
Yes, he continued his running career and took part in the marathons at the 1920 and 1924 Olympic Games. He also ran in several world championships, but he never had spectacular successes. In Japan, he also coached young runners and athletes, and for a few years he was a geography teacher.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.